Now, will you notice our Lord makes very clear what he meant by sleep? Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death, but they thought he'd spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And that's the awful, stark reality that comes to life in life today. It's quite interesting that when Nasser died, you'll recall the great grief of the Arab world. And they said, Nasser is dead. Gamal, Gamal, what will we do now? And so immediately the leadership, they had no hope to offer the people, but they said this, don't grieve for Nasser, he's dead. And believe me, he was. But his ideas and his theories are still alive, and they'll live on. What a hope. That's not much of a hope, is it? But that was the only hope they have. Miss McGee and I were in Wichita, Kansas, in a Bible conference, and staying at a very large and very fine motel there. And when that football team took off on that Friday, and then word came in that afternoon that one of the planes was down, and the first-string football players were in it, and the coach, and they'd all been killed. It was quite interesting. At the motel, in the bar room, they had what they call a happy hour. Oh, it was a happy hour, they called it. And when we would come in of an afternoon to get ready for the evening service, why, we would hear, oh, my, the noise that was coming out of the happy hour place. You know, that evening, well, I thought we were in a morgue when we walked in the place. And then when we went in the dining room to eat, we could overhear conversation. Tragedy. Yes, it was a tragedy. But no hope, friends. No hope. Lazarus is dead. And someday those words will be probably brought to you about a loved one. What about your hope? What about your relationship to God today? Do you have any hope at all? Now he says, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Poor old Thomas is a gloom caster, isn't he? He thinks that he's going to die also. But thank God he was willing to, I think very much like Simon Peter, when they came right down to it. Simon Peter denied the Lord, and I think Thomas would have too. I don't think his human nature's any better than Simon Peter's, and ours is not any better either. But for the grace of God, we'd deny him. And when you hear today of the failure of a Christian, and the other day, I heard about another preacher walked out of the pulpit and he said, I'm through. I'm through. How tragic it is to see men falling by the wayside, churches falling by the wayside, turning away from the faith. They once stood for something, but no longer.